It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. Well, it's Friday afternoon, evening. I mean, there's never any news because most people are getting ready for the weekend. So we just sit back and reflect and what? Of course not. I'd hate to be the guy who's on the weekend shift at the CNN crawl. Right? He just sat down with his dinner. He's got a hoagie. All the bells start going off from all the different desks. Ding, 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 ding. I mean, even Giancarlo Stanton hit two home runs already tonight. It's going to be, I nominate August 25th as the biggest Friday night news day of all time. How about that? Locally, just before quitting time, Governor Rauner decided it was the best time to use his veto pen to veto the $15 minimum wage bill. Not really much of a surprise. I mean, Rauner's a corporate businessman, and the last thing those guys like to do is pay anybody. But it's definitely setting up a fight in Springfield, right when all the fight should be directed at school funding. So we're going to see how that plays out. This would be for the state of Illinois. A minimum wage hike is already approved in Chicago. But still, this is a contentious issue. Be a leader. Veto it on a Tuesday in the middle of the day. What is this Friday evening stuff? That's reserved for Kim Jong-un and President Trump. Governor Rauner, we expect more. Just because legislative leaders agreed behind closed doors on a new school funding bill, not everyone is on board. First, Governor Rauner was not too happy with the idea that Chicago would get more money than it was in SB1. He said in a speech today in Marion, Illinois, that he would work to reverse that part of the agreement. Some Republican representatives also said they would oppose any deal that would be a perceived bailout to Chicago. And even Chicago Democrats joined the opposition over any tax credits or public school funding going to private schools. Even the gubernatorial candidates got in the mix. We heard from Rauner. But on the Democrat side, Kennedy, Pawar, and Biss all opposed. The only person we haven't heard from, J.B. Pritzker. Very interesting. It looks like the Amazon deal for Whole Foods is a go, and we may see some prices drop as early as September. For example, avocados are going to be much cheaper. All right. Things are looking up. Okay, but what about the rest of Whole Foods? No? Grapes? We're not doing anything with grapes? Whole Foods grapes, man. The biggest highway robbery of all time. I'm paying like $11 for grapes. So don't talk to me, Amazon, about how great and how cheap the food is until you deal with the grapes. And that has been my commentary tonight. Things are looking up for Evanston high schoolers who want to wear leggings to school. Did you see this story? The dress code wars have let up, and the school said it's okay to wear leggings to school this year. There you go. Although that doesn't end the battle over leggings. The South Carolina principal is already in hot water for saying leggings are good for sizes 0 to 2. Anything bigger just makes kids look fat. Ooh, she pulled back on that pretty quick. So there you go, tight pants lovers. What was once banned because it was a distraction has now become the distraction. So now, could we work on banning ironic t-shirts? You know, if kids wear that, like the mechanic shirt, and their name's not Roy, they're out. In-school suspension, at least. In weather tonight, nice day. I'll be a little colder. I'm okay with, like, one more 90-degree stretch. Don't you think? Like, one more, like, four-day 90-degree stretch so we can soak it all up before the October winds come through. Other weather news, of course, Hurricane Harvey on its way to landfall in Texas. The governor's call for evacuations in Corpus Christi. Right now, Category 4 hurricane that could make landfall later tonight. You know what sucks? Late August, right? So I was thinking about this because a couple years back, it was the hurricane that came through the Houston area that had postponed a Cubs game. Remember that? Like, it was Carlos Zambrano, and they had to play it here. They moved it around. There's just a bunch of moving around. I think that some of the games didn't get redone, and it messed up all of the. So the only reason I remember that is I was like, oh, that's right about this time of year. So it's almost to think about that, whatever that was, 5 years ago, whatever. It's the same concept, and not to mention Katrina. So this is just a terrible time for the South every single year. In sports, what's with the Cubs losing to the Reds last night? Right? Come on. I know baseball's pretty random, but the Reds, they're not random. They suck. Although the loss didn't mean much since the Cubs are still three up on the Brewers. Now they head to Philly for the weekend series. And once again, they find themselves in the fourth inning down 6-1. You got to beat the teams that are terrible, right? You can't let these games slip away. But this has been the Cubs' MO all year. They play up to the competition. They want it to be close when they got the four-game set against the Brewers and the four-game set against the Cardinals late in September. Otherwise, what's the point? It could be anticlimactic for them to be eight games up, right? They want to be 2.5 up just to make it interesting. And for that, I say bravo, Cubs. They're going to make more money, right? Wrigley Field. Ah, the Phillies. They've got the worst record in baseball. You know that? They're in a serious rebuild. I mean, I couldn't tell you one guy who's on this Phillies team. I mean, who even plays for the mighty Philadelphia Phillies anymore? Is Von Hayes still on the squad? Von Hayes still playing center field? How about Juan Samuel? Great second baseman. George Vukovich? Ozzie Virgil behind the plate? How about a Bake McBride? Right? I mean, please tell me that Bake McBride's playing tonight. Yeah, okay. Well, the Sox have brought up, what, three of their highly touted prospects this year, and two of them are now on the disabled list. Yoan Moncada hits the shelf with a bone contusion, i.e. shin splints. Well, that about wraps up the season. Thanks for watching, everybody. Oh, what? There's still a month left? Oh, great. The White Sox welcome to the, they welcome the Conor McGregor of baseball to the cell this weekend. See the Tigers yesterday against the Yankees. So much dumb baseball brawling. But usually brawls are adorable, but this one had sucker punches and just wouldn't stop. Went pretty much all game. So the Tigers, they come to the South Side all beat up and bruised this weekend. These two rivals are tanking on purpose, but they haven't seen each other since early June. Both sold off a ton of their assets at the trading deadline and now are just playing out the string. Good news, Lucas Giolito in line for a start on Sunday, so at least he stays up. But the Tigers, I mean, they somehow kept Miguel Cabrera and Justin Verlander, but after that, who's left on this team, right? I mean, it begs the question, who plays for the Tigers this year? I mean, off the top of my head, it's Alan Trammell. Oh, we did. We did the Tigers. We did this already. We're just running out of teams. You're right. That does sound familiar. Lou Whitaker, Chet Lemon. Yeah. Okay, you're right. We did. By my calculations, the only teams left for 80s baseball jokes would be the Mets. We didn't do the Mets. Great 80s baseball names there. Tippy Martinez. Come on. The Cardinals, and we'll see them plenty in the month of September. Tommy Herr. Anybody for some Tommy Herr? Maybe the Angels? Because I would remember a Chili Davis. Feel like I don't think we got a Chili Davis in there. Anyway, Slim Pickens left Major League Baseball. We've done a good job this year, Pete. The Bears play the Titans in their third preseason game coming up on Sunday, noon kickoff. The NFL doing a little trial run for the regular season, a noon kickoff on a Sunday. Usually a preseason game like this is on a Tuesday night. But us fans, you know, we got to get ready too. I mean, how much queso do you put out before it congeals, right? I mean, when do you put the pizza rolls in? Right before halftime? Halftime? What, you got to work that out, right? And it's preseason for us too. How many beers is one too many beers? Lots to go over as a fan. You want to pull a quad this early, right? Running back and forth from the fridge. Luckily, this year, not unlike some other Bears seasons, when Devin Hester was on the Bears, you couldn't even go get a beer when there was a punt. But now you can go. There's nothing going on with Bears special teams. So what to look for on Sunday? Well, Coach Fox says that linebacker Danny Trevathan will make the trip to Nashville. He's ahead of his timetable for return for injury. That'd be huge, but he probably won't play. But great to see him suit up on opening day. Also, did you see 49ers linebacker Ahmad Brooks out of favor in San Francisco? Released outright. Hey, Fangio used to coach him there. I mean, make a move, right? Bring that dude in. He's a baller. Outside linebacker, knows the D. Maybe a little bit too much tread on the tires, but if this year's anything like last year, we'll need about 27 linebackers before the season's out. I don't know. And you know McPhee's not going to be ready till like midseason. We're joking ourselves that we're like, I think he might have a chance. No, it'll be any other day now when we hear week 7. Be ready for week 7. Come on, Bears, do it. Ahmad Brooks, bring him to Chicago. Also, play Trubisky. Now that I'm yelling at people, play Trubisky. All right, and finally tonight, Taylor Swift released a new song today. It's about time. We got a new Taylor Swift. It's about a new Taylor Swift, a Taylor Swift that's changed, and then the song's all about being mad at someone, so I don't know. That sounds a lot like every Taylor Swift song. Can we put a moratorium on the pop diss tracks? Is there anything else to sing about? We get it. You don't like them. Sure. And you got boy troubles. Anything else? I mean, anything? Like sing about your favorite food? Or maybe about how cool your car is? Or take a page from Nicki Minaj and just sing about your butt? And you just sing about your butt. I guarantee it'll go to number one. And people want to know why the music industry crashed. All right, that's the carryout for August 25th, 2017. Enjoy the weekend. Remember, when in doubt, carry out. All right, coming up, Theodore Witcher's going to join us, the writer and director of the film Love Jones, which is celebrating its 20th anniversary. There's going to be a screening at the Siskel Center next week. So download 720 WGN. Stay with us.